Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I want to apologize to Kevin off the top here in the second hour. All that Penn State football talk took away from instant replay, which is what he's been aching to talk about.
Not that bad. I'd rather talk about what you were talking about.
You just paid to say that.
That's all true, right, but it's true.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565, so let's get to it. What are your questions? Hey, you have a specific player you want to ask about? A specific movie made? Why he made the move? Today begins the single most open competition at Penn State on a practice field since 1950. Since the training camp of 1950, Rip Engel, first-year head coach, they didn't change over the staff dramatically. Joe was the only coach he brought in. This guy named Bill Doolittle he had talked to first, and Doolittle decided to stay, so he asked Joe. But this is the single where every position on the field, with the exception of defensive line and linebacker, everything is wide open. Because I'm sure Larry Johnson has a pretty good handle on the defensive line, and Ron Vanderlinden has a very good handle on the starting point of the linebackers.
How are the current players reacting to this open policy? Yeah, the open positions that were felt that they were solid starters last year.
Well, you'd have to be foolish not to walk out there and think you have it made. You have to know that when a new coach comes in and it's a new system. Let's take a couple of guys. Let's start with Silas Wren, tailback. We know who the best tailback on this team is. We know that. But terminology is different. Blocking scheme slightly different. Okay? How many tight ends is he going to put in the game? Where are they going to line up? Is there an H-back? What does that mean? What angle do you want to hit? All sorts of things. Now, you know he's in good shape going in. Derek Day is a good, hard, solid running back who knows how to run the ball. I was talking to Derek's dad last week. I said, your son knows how to run. He knows how to set up blocks. He knows how to get to the where the hole is, and he hits it. Now, Curtis Dukes will not be a part of this camp. That's fine. He's working on it. He wants to make sure that he's academically square. That's good. That's a big plus. Curtis needs to do that. Bill Belton ends up at tailback. Now, Belton did work at tailback at times in the fall, so it will not be unfamiliar to him to line up in that spot. He just won't be. Okay? Zordich has to figure out, has to find out exactly what his role is in this. There are certain things that are basics in the Penn State pass game that were basics last year. There are going to be some new things put in this year. So if you're Justin Brown, been around the block, it's your senior year, there's still a learning curve for you. And if you're the quarterbacks, every single thing you do is going to be watched, scrutinized, and charted. But then again, didn't we just go through this 2 years ago?
Yeah, that shouldn't be anything new.
Right? Where everything was charted, it was wide open. And I can tell you, right, too many people make too many assumptions about, for example, well, I've heard, and you sit back and say, yeah, that's what you heard. I can tell you 2 years ago when it was wide open between Matt McGloin, Rob Bolden, and Kevin Newsom. There were some days I'd leave practice and thought McGloin looked the better one. There were some days where I went to practice and I left thinking Bolden looked better. And there were actually a couple days where I thought Newsom was the best option. That's how odd it was in the summer of 2010. In August 2010. Every day I left with a different impression. Now, in 2008, when everybody's wondering about Devlin Clark, at the end of the first week of spring practice, I knew Darryl Clark was the best quarterback Penn State had. And not one time did I ever think that Darryl Clark was not the best quarterback on the roster for that team. Not once. Even though they play Pat a lot and try to get Pat into the mix, and Pat's a fine quarterback. Fine quarterback. I like him very much. But I'm just telling you from my own personal observation. Because I want to balance out the fact that I'm telling you that in 2010, every day I left with a different impression. In 2008, I never left with a different impression. Not at one point did I ever leave with a different impression that Darryl Clark was not the best quarterback. Not once. 2010, I left every day with, okay. So we'll see how this plays out, which is fine. I have no problem with them competing right to the bitter end. That's fine. I just want to see them win football games.
Well, you would also think that would make you a better player by having to compete for that position. You've got that sort of up-tempo attitude all the time now, the game day attitude all the time.
Thank you, Tim Tebow. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. Well, I mean, but seriously, somebody who has no competition and goes in there, I mean, they're going to start the year flat.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Brady was like that a lot.
You can't compare everything to Brady. That's not fair.
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Drew Brees?
No.
Eli Manning.
Keep going.
Peyton Manning.
I'll give you, how about Sanchez? We'll go with
Alex
Sanchez.
Smith.
You know, go with
Sanchez. Should get more support.
Pick a Browns quarterback. Any one of the last five.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Colt McCoy. I guess he would go in with some competition.
Right.
Now, eventually, you do get into a pattern where you want a veteran quarterback. Right? You want that. Now, he was asked about Danny O'Brien, the quarterback at Maryland today. Okay. Says, I'm not going to get into it. He can't get into it. Okay? He can't. It's been well chronicled where he's visited, what he's done. I will point out that wherever he ends up, he'll end up with 2 years of eligibility. This is not a Russell Wilson one and done. Fair enough. That part I can confirm. He redshirted 1 year at Maryland, played two. He has one left. He has two left. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Talking a lot about Penn State football today. Milton is our next stop. Ken is our next caller. Ken, welcome to the Kevin Hurst Show.
Why, thank you.
Sounds so good.
I have to forgive me. It does, actually. Nice job, Kevin. you have to forgive me. I'm catching the show a little late if you've already touched on this. It's just something that's with the start of spring practice and, the obvious transition, new coach, new system and everything. And I don't want to overanalyze any of this, but not 100% sure what his offensive mindset is as to what it is that he would like to do, but do you feel that Coach O'Brien has a need to maybe put his own signature on things? I'm sure it's kind of a balancing act between inheriting a program from a coach whose photograph alone was synonymous with college football and him wanting to be his own coach and putting his own mark on this team and, decipher exactly how it is that he wants things to go. And what kind of feel do you get in that regard to Coach O'Brien?
Ken, Bill O'Brien is very much his own man. All the way through. He has his own way of doing things. And I respect that very much. And he has to go out. You have, no matter what you do in life, you have to be yourself. You can't just sit there and say, now, you can find out what worked before and why they did things in a certain way and then say to yourself, okay, well, that fits how I work. But in the end, you have to be yourself. And that's why he'll call his own place, because he's most comfortable doing that. And he'll put in a system that is comfortable for him to call. I mean, so thus he'd like to use multiple tight ends. And they'll, so they have to put in a system that from day one is going to be a foundation for what he wants from the program systematically. And in the end, you have to do things your own way. And, you know, I'm in a position, an interesting position myself, because I think it's safe to say that I ended up, quote, succeeding a legend. Fran Fisher was a legend in my particular field, my profession, a legend. You can't get any nicer. Fran and what he meant to this state, especially in the 70s when only two games a year would be on TV, maybe one, everything else was on radio. And he helped, through the play of Penn State, popularize Penn State football. He did that. And he had his own way of doing things. But I did not come in and copy what he did. I just had to be me. That's what Bill O'Brien has to do. He just has to come in and be himself. And he has to be comfortable with what he's doing and not try to fit himself into a different hole.
Well, I certainly gather in just the brief, the press conferences, the interviews that I've seen and heard him do, and not really knowing a whole lot except for where he came from, he seems to have a confidence that that I like. And he seems maybe once I wouldn't be disappointed if he actually displayed a bit of a brashness in regards. But I know it's got to be a balancing act, and he knew that coming in. And you know, there's a mix between nervousness and excitement. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If I turn on the TV for game one, and the team comes out with all blue uniforms and stuff all over the helmets and everything, I'm going to be instantaneously turned off, and I don't think that's going to be his intent. I don't think that's his his primary focus anyway. But I just want to get your take.
He has said, Ken. He said, Ken, he's not changing the uniforms or the helmets. Well, he's already said that.
It was just an example, but
that's a good example.
Both, you know, optimistic and you know, excited and nervous, you know, and can't imagine what the staff's going through and the pressures they'll feel, but thank you very much. I enjoy the show. I enjoy your intake and your input on things, and I'll continue to listen on.
Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. I will say, I told Dr. Dave Joyner this when he and I were at dinner in Indianapolis, and I said, you know what? I said, I know Bill O'Brien has not been a head coach at, you know, at the stage of his career. I said, but he acts like he's been a head coach for 20 years. You would never know in being around him that this is the first go round in this spot. He told a great story yesterday, and you'll love this, Kevin.
Okay,
it's an NFL story, so I'll be putting some teams out there you've heard of.
Oh, great!
Right, yeah, Patriots.
Okay. I'm familiar with them.
Right. He goes to New England in 2007, and he is the quality control coach. He said basically he got to use the top coffee maker and the best copier in the building. Okay. He and Colleen are going to the mall. Yeah, I think it was up to the Burlington Mall. They have Jack and they have Michael in the back seat. Cell phone rings. Belichick. He says, Bill. Yeah, he says, this is Bill. Okay. Going to make you the wide receiver coach. Okay. He says, you start on Monday. Thanks. Hangs up. That's how he got the job. Okay. Then, after doing that, okay. Then after doing that, he says he thinks he was driving to the mall the second time. Same thing. Colleen's there, whatever. Cell phone rings. Bill. It's Belichick. Hey, McDaniel's left. He said, I'm going to make you quarterback coach. He said, I'm not going to, you know, give you the title of offensive coordinator, but essentially you'll be offensive coordinator, and then we'll see how it goes. And if it goes great, I'll give you the full title. He says, okay. You start Monday. Great. That's how he got that job.
That's great interviews there. What a great interview.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Back to Milton we go. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Steve, for taking my call. Question is with the quarterbacks, with Bolden. If he – I know he was highly recruited by Penn State, and I think last year after his kind of a not a very good start, and from my understanding, he was looking to leave Penn State possibly. Do you think if he doesn't have that good a year this year and does sit the bench, that there's a possibility that he would transfer out next year? What's your thoughts on that?
Bill, as time goes on, that becomes a dicier proposition for him, and here's the reason why. Number one, he did look to leave the program after his freshman year, after the 2010 season, and Joe Paterno would not release him from his scholarship, and then he ended up coming back to Penn State, and of course we saw how last season played out. He's now put in two seasons under his belt. He has never redshirted. It sounds like this competition is going to go right up to the night before the Ohio University game on August 31st. It's going to go right up to it. So it's going to take time. Once you get to a certain point, you know, if he doesn't play, he'd redshirt. But then if he transferred, he'd only have 1 year of eligibility remaining. If he transferred now, he'd have 2 years of eligibility remaining. That's the dicey part in all this in terms of his time clock. For him, my best advice is go out. You have a fresh start with a guy that really knows what he's doing at this spot in Charlie Fisher and Bill O'Brien as head coach. Take advantage of it. And that would be my advice to him. Take full advantage of it because he's been given new life at the position.
Well, I wasn't sure because, you know, it seems like some of these kids, they think just one good season to get them into the pros. Like the quarterback from Auburn, you know, he transferred around, and I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of right
off
man,
Newton.
But
Cam Newton.
Yeah,
yep.
There you go. And he just, it just seemed like when he found the team he had, it just, you know, you never heard of Cam Newton until. So he played for Auburn, you know, and I was just wondering.
Well, Bill, I have a better one, Bill. Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was at Pitt, transferred to Delaware with the idea, I want people to see me play.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, and he was able to play right away because he moved down.
Right. And I thought I was upset kind of when Devlin left the team. I thought he was going to be our next quarterback that year. Then we heard that he transferred actually to a double-A school, wasn't it?
Yeah, he went to Delaware, just like Joe Flacco. It's the same model.
Right, and I was hoping, because I thought when he was on the field, when Clark did get hurt, that he looked pretty good, you know, for what little time he had playing. But I thought he was our future, and then when he transferred out, it was kind of like now we're in search of another quarterback.
But, and that was one that really hurt, because he made the decision right before the Rose Bowl that he was going to transfer and thus did not even participate in bowl practices. And I'm with you. I mean, he would have been the starting quarterback with everything in front of him in 2010, and it really changed the fate of the Penn State program. If Pat Devlin is the starting quarterback from day one all the way through in 2010,
right,
as a fifth-year guy, Penn State's not a 7-6 football team.
Right, you're right. He just kind of took the wind out of the sails, and we had to go searching for somebody else and prepare him then for the upcoming season and what have you.
Because it would have really behooved Rob Bolden to absolutely sit out his freshman year, not play, absorb, learn, pick it up, work on the scout team, then work on his own game. I think it would have really, in the end, helped Rob. But because of the situation, it's amazing how one decision has a domino effect on so many other things.
Right. And a lot of these young kids, I think, you know, you definitely know that their parents are behind a lot of the decisions they make at times. And just like Cam Newton with his father, you know he was behind him a lot trying to make decisions on where to go to who possibly get in the NFL and, of course, make the big bucks. And you just wonder with these quarterbacks if, like I said, their parents aren't saying, hey, get out of that school and go somewhere else where you can get on TV quite a bit and possibly have a real good team under your belt where you don't have to be a quarterback where you got to make a lot of decisions because the talent around you does that for you, you know.
Well, some parents are absolutely great and totally supportive and stay away, and others are Joan Crawford.
So. Okay, Steve, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. More of your calls on the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
At Comfort Specialists, they know that when you're comfortable, life is good. Outside, the birds are chirping. Inside, your heating and cooling system will be purring when you visit the pros at Comfort Specialists.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. With over 70 years combined experience, their factory-trained Comfort Specialists provide you with total heating and cooling comfort. Right now, save up to $1,250 on a qualifying trained system with an instant rebate. Or choose financing as low as 0%. See Comfort Specialists for all the details. They are a trained Comfort Specialist dealer, but they can service all makes, models, and brands. They're on call 24 hours a day at 1-888-524-HVAC. They're online at yourcomfortspecialists.com. That's Comfort Specialists with an S.com.
Comfort Specialists. Because when you're comfortable, life is good. Attorney General, Pennsylvania Contract Registration Number PA002058.
Hi, this is Duska Rischel with the Bowen Agency Realtors in Lewisburg. My full-time real estate career has awarded me with loyal clients throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley. And with interest rates still at record levels, there has never been a better opportunity to be participating in today's market. Whether it's your first or forever home, let me make your dreams a reality.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen.
I'm married.
I'm separated.
I'm engaged.
I'm a widow.
I'm single.
I'm divorced.
I'm looking.
Christ Wesleyan Church, for people like you. Church isn't for perfect people. It's for those who know what it's like to fall and get back up again. People who realize that there's no such thing as a perfect person. Christ Wesleyan Church. Visit cwcmilton.org for people like you.
In-depth reporting of major world events from NBC News. Yet another way to keep you up to date begins soon on WKOK. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. We continue to get a feel from everybody about the single most interesting spring practice in a long time at Penn State. Kevin wants to talk about instant replay in the Canadian Football League. What do you want to talk about?
It's not true. Although, I have to admit, this time of year, I am football, you know, in through football withdrawal. So, you know, the Canadian Football League. And I was actually watching arena football over the weekend. I can't get into it, but I was watching it. And I really tried. It was Philly and Pittsburgh. I mean, it was local teams. I was trying to get into it. It's just missing something.
Yeah. It's called football.
Well, there was a lot of football. The ball was flying all over the place, and they were scoring points left and right. But
Philadelphia Soul and the Pittsburgh Power.
Yeah. Soul, I think, put up 80.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, there's just something missing there.
That reeks of desperation.
It does. It does.
But don't worry about it. We'll get you calmed down and into the real world.
Well,
it's very important to do that.
Can't get into spring baseball. I mean, the preseason, and it's another week or so before baseball starts. So I'm in that little lull as the basketball tournament wraps up. I mean, I'm not big NBA guy. The NHL's not bad. I just never quite followed it. I'm searching.
But you put guys. You're good. You put guys in a little car going around in circles.
Now I'm interested.
That's great.
New engines, new chassis. I was all about the Indy racing or the IndyCar race from St. Pete on Sunday.
And now for our listeners, consider this to be a rescue operation. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. I've been, for some odd reason, talking about Penn State football. We've had a lot of calls on that, and Dave in Sunbury is with us. Hi, Dave.
Dave.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, there you are.
You know what's missing on that arena football?
Excitement?
No, the other half the field.
That's exactly
That's a good
right.
point. It's a good point. Can't argue with that.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah. I totally agree with him. That's what's missing.
Well, the goalposts are narrow. It's definitely harder to kick a field goal. I'm reaching there. I was trying. I really gave it a shot. It just didn't work for me. Hey, by the way, poll question's up for you. Who should be the Penn State starting quarterback? Matt McGloin, Rob Bolden, Paul Jones.
Right.
You choose at stevejonesshow.com.
Yeah, that's good. So, there have been a lot of issues. Curtis Drake's a defensive back now. He's playing corner. Bill Belton's a tailback. Open competition, every position. Mike Motti will not be participating in spring drills, although he'll be involved in drills. No contact, not until June 1st. Pete Massaro, though, will be involved in full contact at the defensive end spot, 12 months removed from his ACL. Gary Gilliam, they're excited about playing tight end. Dakota Royer is going to get a look on the offensive side of the ball as well. But Drake is going to go from wide out to corner and going from wide out to tailback is Bill Belton. Curtis Dukes will not be participating in the spring. He'll be available once the summer comes around. They want him to work on his academics. So that's what number 26 will do. And the competition at quarterback is wide open. Wide open. There's your synopsis of what's gone on so far. Now, practice will begin in about 5 minutes. I'll be over there in about 20, observing what's going on. And reporting back as your humble correspondent. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Again, your thoughts on that or questions that you may have about where people may fit into all of this. In the single most open practice at Penn State in terms of competition, wide open since August 1950. I mean, that covers a lot of ground. I mean, single most wide open, even when Joe came in as the head coach. He had been an assistant on the staff for 16 years. The only change he made in the staff in 1966 was bringing in Bob Phillips to essentially replace himself as an assistant. Everybody else stayed. J.T. White, Earl Bruce, they all stayed. Frank Patrick, Jim Ahora, they all stayed. So everybody already had a handle on what was going on.
Just got a tweet from Carissa Maxwell. Said it's very windy up on the practice field right now, and the quarterbacks are working on compensating for that for their accuracy.
Believe me, it's been windy up in the practice field before.
See, yeah, but you've never had so
first
much.
First of all, I like the fact that Carissa's tweeting and so forth. But this is what I've been talking about when I go. It's windy up. No kidding. Believe me, I'm not in any way talking about what Carissa's doing, who's done a, quote, great job for us. Great job. I'm talking about the tweeting part of it.
Okay.
I mean, Kevin wants me to tweet that the mustard's good in the press box. I'm like, what?
No, what kind of mustard's in the press box? Not that it's good. I don't care if it's good. I just need to know what kind.
Right.
By the way, we're gonna add other to the quarterback options. So
that's great.
You'll have another option there.
Great.
And it's there right now. So feel free to go to stevejonesshow.com and add your poll answer.
You're cooking with gas. That is terrific.
I can never tell if that's genuine or sarcasm.
No, that was sarcastic.
I thought so.
That was sarcasm.
But it was very, very, very close to genuine, so I wasn't sure.
No. Let's see. So far, others winning. No. Just kidding.
No, it's not.
By the way, Paul Keel's Ohio State absolutely lined up for this week. He's in.
Oh, great.
Talking about the Final Four.
What are their
We might as well bring people to the big events.
No argument.
You know, I mean, we might as well because... I mean, if you want, I mean, and I'm still, I have not worked on this yet, but I want to get the director of officiating for the Big Ten, Bill Carollo, supervisor of officials, and Rick Boyajis, the supervisor of officials for basketball. I want to do interviews with each one. And the reason is that what's the biggest complaint that fans have every single game about the game?
TV timeouts.
The officials. TV timeouts.
It was a joke.
Our number is 1-800-7. Well, people do complain about that. They do. They complain about TV timeouts all the time. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. That is our number. Jump in. I want to get your comments. I want your questions. You have a question about the team, about a player in particular. I'll deal with it. I'll tell you about it. But the big moves at least being made, Curtis Drake going from wide receiver to corner, Bill Belton from wide receiver to tailback, Dakota Royer moving from linebacker to the offensive side of the ball. He's going to work a little H-back, a little tight end. Those are some of the primary moves that he's making. And if you want, I can tweet what the team meal is.
I think that would be of interest to some people, yes.
Oh, my God.
I really do. See, it's the little things that you don't think that are interesting, but are. It's the little things.
Do you realize in training camp how many thousands of calories they need to consume?
No, how many?
They eat thousands of calories every day. 4,000, 5,000 calories a day. Okay.
And that's just the linemen.
That's everybody. And you know what the key is? What they worry about most of all in training camp?
No.
You cannot drop more than 4% of your body weight. If you drop more than 4% of your body weight, they shut you down. That's why they need to consume so much in training camp. Because if you lose 4% of your body weight, they shut you down. It's a rule. I mean, I'm talking about it's an internal team rule.
In August, that's not hard to do.
Well, that's what they get concerned about. They don't want you dropping 4%. I didn't say 4 pounds. I said 4%.
No, but still, in August, when it's 90 degrees, it's not hard to do.
It can be brutal out. I mean, there was a time last summer where it got to be 102 degrees here. I remember doing a baseball game, it was 102 degrees.
What do you care? You were in the air conditioning. You were fine.
Booth's open, man.
Booth's open. Yeah, but that doesn't mean the air conditioning wasn't on.
No, not really. I mean, it's on in the press box. It's not, we have it. But when you're sitting right there at the window, it's not. I mean, that window's wide. It's a huge room. It's wide.
Now, wait. You say window. There's not actually a window there. It's just an opening.
No, we have all the windows open.
Oh, there is a window there. Because I'm thinking in a major league stadium where there's openings, not windows.
No, we have all the windows open. We have three windows. They're all open. So the entire booth is open. Because you want to feel the game. I mean, even when it's 15 degrees, Jack and I are doing football, we have the windows open. All the time. Because you want to be able to feel the game and what's going on, feel the atmosphere around you. You don't want it to be a studio game. So if it's 90 degrees out, and we don't have air conditioning in the football broadcast booth at all. At all. We have a rotary fan. That's what we have. No, that's all
that's
we have.
That's helpful in game in week one.
Right. I mean, we have it doesn't matter. I'd never care about such things. Same thing in baseball, 102 degrees. Actually, the single most brutal game I ever did in terms of it was really bad out. I did a game at Auburn one time. It was 98 degrees. And when I was doing the game, they opened the doors on each end just to get some cross vent. Well, my broadcast location, by having that door open, the sun was beating down on me. But I wasn't going to shut the door because there were people that they needed at least some air to flow through there. And it was very hot. So I went to the Finger Lakes Mall and I went and bought myself a pair of shorts. I'd never in my life broadcast a game in shorts. Never. I never had. Because it was just too hot.
But the tie was still on.
No tie, nothing. I was wearing a golf shirt. Okay? And then Mark Dijon was the manager of the team. They were a Cardinals affiliate. Jason Mott was the relief pitcher on the team who threw the final pitch of the World Series this year, got the save. Alan Craig was on that particular team as the shortstop. He's the guy that had three home runs in the World Series. That's the team I was broadcasting that year. Mott, Craig, Luke Gregerson is with the Padres now. David Carpenter, who's with the Astros, Brendan Ryan, who's the shortstop for the Mariners. These are all the guys who are on this state college team all at the same time. And I went down to the pregame, and the pair of shorts I bought over at the Finger Lakes Mall with Dijon, and DJ says to me, he says, "Hey, Steve, in the Cardinal organization, nobody is allowed to walk in the field in a pair of shorts." I said, "DJ, no offense," I said, "but the second I see a check from the Cardinal organization," I said, "I'll do anything they ask." I said, "but right now," I said, "my checks are, say, State College spikes and have no Cardinal logo on it." He says, "well, that's a good point." I also told him, I said, "look, if you ask me to do it, then I'll do it." He said, "nah." He says, "if I could wear shorts today, I would." I said, "no." Nah. I said, "nobody in the stands wants to see you wear shorts."
Well, after the break, I have a baseball question for you. And I'm going to set you up now so you can think about it a little bit.
Right. The ball is stitched and not taped. Our number is 1-800-795-9565.
Let me give you the question so you can think about it before we go to break. You ready?
Yes.
Who is the best young prospect that no one knows about that we could be seeing play on opening day? There's your question. I want to give you some time to think about it.
Okay. It's the opening day of spring football. Back with more after this.
Look at that old vehicle sitting in your driveway. It's reached a record old age, but it's no bottle of wine, is it? I think it's time for that new car smell again. With interest rates at historic lows, now is the time to act. So call or stop by one of the convenient branches of the Northumberland National Bank. We can quickly arrange to finance the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Your new car purchase can be financed for as long as 6 years or 5 years for used car purchases. The Northumberland National Bank offers low competitive rates and flexible terms based on your credit qualifications. Plus, get an even lower interest rate when you agree to an automatic payment from your NORI deposit account. Get the wind in your hair and a smile on your face with your new car or truck loan from the Northumberland National Bank. Calculate your payment at noribank.com. Call or come by the Northumberland National Bank on Front Street in Northumberland, on 4th Street Sunbury, Lori Lane in Hummel's Wharf, Port Treverton, and Middleburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The 2012 Showcase event is here. Plus, it's Truck Month at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Now, get $1,000 bonus cash off new 2012 Ram trucks. That means you can get a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x4 pickup with Ram Box towing package and spray-in bed liner for as low as $26,990 at BZ Motors. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Chrysler 200 with up to 31 highway miles per gallon for as low as $17,870. Or take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Check out the $0 down sign and drive leases you can get at BZ Motors. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
Have you been to Columbia Mall lately? Do you even know what all they have at the mall? Maybe you should take another look. They might not be the biggest mall around, but they have all you need, plus unique events and things you won't find at other area malls. Like My Town. My Town is a really cool place where kids play and learn in a town built just for them. They even offer birthday parties, field trips, and even have Wi-Fi. You can get your hair done, your nails done, and shop till you drop, just like other malls. So if you're one of those people who don't think Columbia Mall has anything, come on, take another look. You might just change your outlook. Learn what's going on in your hometown mall at ColumbiaMall.com.
Is the legacy you're leaving to your family in place? At Scheib Law, their family protection plan will make sure it is. You take your place in your family seriously, and so does Scheib Law. They will help you put your estate in order so your legacy is intact and your family will be taken care of. Scheib Law will help you save money, time, and hassle. You can rest assured knowing you're protecting your family. Find out more about the family protection plan at Scheib Law Lewisburg. Call 523-3200 or 877-313-7926.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Iglesias for the Red Sox.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Iglesias, the shortstop for the Red Sox. He's had an excellent camp. He will not be the starter on opening day, but I think at some point he has a chance to assume it.
Huh, you picked the Red Sox. I'm amazed.
No, I'm just telling you. I rarely do pick a rookie for the Red Sox because they don't usually have any they're going to play. So,
all right, that answered my question.
Yeah. So, football practice opening today. Yes, Davon Smith is out there. Carissa Maxwell has been tweeting from the practice field. She covered the press conference today because, and she'll have to do a lot of this along the way with the timing of this show and so forth. And she has done a great job as our information source throughout the course of this. I will then eventually get to practice, and not all the practices are going to be open today. I think I'll have a little bit more access. So we'll go from there. But she's done a great job. Drew, I understand, is listening right now on a plane.
Somewhere 35,000 feet over the U.S.
That's tremendous. And on behalf of the station, we did a poll here online. That's where they prefer them. We said, where do you want Drew, in the station, parking lot, or 35,000 over the Atlantic? 82% said 35,000 over the Atlantic. An amazing poll.
No one is safe on this program.
Oh, no. We made sure of that. We're having a lot of fun in this program. And later in the week, we'll have Dick Girardi on from New Orleans. We're going to have on Malcolm Moran from New Orleans. Joe Bautista on Thursday on an update on the state of the hockey program at Penn State. And Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State basketball, has already confirmed that he will make a return to the show as well. And in his text, he wanted me to tell you hi.
Thank you. That was nice.
No. All right.
I knew he didn't. I was just, I just wanted to make it feel good.
No. He likes you.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yes. Look, we had a fun show today, but there are a lot of questions between now and the Blue-White game we have to talk about. And I will give you as much insight along the way as possible to everybody to give you a feel. I know there are going to be a lot of people that are going to wonder about the quarterbacks. There are going to be a lot of people wondering about Ryan Kaiser from Selins Grove. I understand that. And how the competition is going and who else has been potentially moved around. And there may be other moves made during the course of the spring. How are they adapting? What kind of system is he using? How's he utilizing tight ends? Things like that. There'll be a lot of things to talk about. Please, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask, how much of the things that go on in spring practice will end up happening on the field first game? I mean, as far as personnel and things like that. I mean, is this the big opportunity for a lot of these guys to grab their spot?
It's a great opportunity for them to put themselves in a position to grab it.
But August still has a lot to do with a lot of what's going on, too.
Well, no, you do have. When you start August, Kevin, you have to start out with guys that are in a one spot. And you have to throw out there the first day a first-team offensive line. You have to throw out there the first day a first-team set of linebackers and who's your second and who's your third. And then as time goes along, you then determine, well, wait a minute. Boy, X on the second team is looking great. He needs to be up there with the big group because the other guy that we put there originally isn't cutting it. So at some point, you have to have a loose depth chart that comes out of this. Now, quarterback, you can rotate through all you want. You don't rotate through on the offensive line because you're trying to develop cohesion. You'll rotate a lot of defensive linemen, but there's still a base group that starts. You'll rotate some linebackers, but there's still a base group that starts. And remember, somebody will be out there at Mahdi's spot. You know darn well Mahdi has an inside track of getting a spot when August rolls around. If he's healthy and set to go, you know darn well he's going to be expected to be one of the leaders on this team. So we'll determine all that. I mean, I think you have a pretty good feeling that Silas Red may have a leg up at tailback. I'm no expert. What do I know? Had a great time today. Loved all the calls. Paul Keels, play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Radio Network, coming on tomorrow. And Kevin Herr, more on the intricacies of Canadian Football League rules.
Beauty, eh?
A show that gives you more balance than maybe it deserves. Have a great night, everybody.